A security soldier stand guard. Two members of the Texas National Guard Agribusiness Development Team inspects a new livestock barn. It's at the edge of Ghazni City in Taliban-plagued Ghazni province. A litter of new puppies at the barn door cries for their mother.
Now, it was operational last time, or was it plugged in last time?
Yes, it was.
ADT Commander Colonel Dan Harris says quality control inspections like this one are an important part of the overall ADT development mission. Harris is a police lieutenant in the Houston Homicide Division in civilian life. The ADT is working in rural areas across Ghazni province, developing sustainable low-tech agricultural projects. It's part of a five-year commitment by the Texas National Guard.
We focused in on helping the Afghan government, the Afghan people, further their ability to provide services to the people. And there's all sorts of projects, education-wise, that we've connected with people on how to raise poultry, livestock, grape trellising, quick impact projects like that.
Composed mostly of Texas National Guard soldiers with farm backgrounds, this group is the second Texas Agribusiness Development Team to work in Ghazni province. They're on a year-long deployment. In all, five teams will cycle through the province.
We're not here just because we were told to be here. In fact, you know, I volunteered for the mission, as did most of the soldiers here.
And the AC unit being installed. Ask him about that, about completion.
The ADT is partnering with Afghans on the project. It takes multiple meetings and intricately negotiated agreements to gain the trust of the community. The ADT works with Afghan government officials and tribal leaders to get the community to buy in. And in this land of legendary corruption and poor governance, the ADT also mentors Afghan government officials with lessons on how to be more transparent administrators and better monitor where the project money is being spent. This new community sale barn, slaughterhouse, and hide storage building are part of a livestock facility the ADT developed to replace the old one in the city center. With slaughtering moved to the outskirts of town, the ADT hopes this new livestock facility will improve Ghazni City's sanitation and quality of life.
Anyways, when the main body gets here, we'll still have an opportunity to come back here.
As he inspects the barn, Sergeant Major Harland Hardy finds some of the Afghan building techniques puzzling. Hardy is an agricultural specialist for the Texas ADT. In civilian life, he's a Marfa-based building contractor.
Well, he's not responsible. Olympia is responsible.
Sergeant Major Hardy and Colonel Harris discuss a construction project involving two local Afghan contractors. They're trying to resolve a quality control issue that emerged during their inspection.
Well, we're going to have to go back and look at the contract and make sure there's not a conflict.
There has been.
Yes.
There has been.
After wrapping up their inspection, the team heads back for base. Even on quality control missions such as this one, the ADT is under constant threat of attack. Colonel Harris says Ghazni City is a dangerous place.
This town is in the middle of what you would call a Taliban stronghold.
To protect themselves, the team typically travels in massive armored trucks called MRAPs, short for Mine Resistant, Ambush Protected. Though today's mission was relatively simple, they're accompanied by heavily armed force protection soldiers. From Ghazni Province, Afghanistan, I'm Douglas Wissing, KUT News.